We're having a conversation.
It is Wednesday, July 11th, 7:30. We'll do roll call. Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Byrd.
Here.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Ritter.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Bassalone, Council Lakey.
Present.
Administrator Spires.
Here.
All right. We have a motion to confirm the agenda.
Chair.
Commissioner Byrd.
Will we confirm the agenda as published?
So a motion by Commissioner Byrd and a second by Commissioner DeBeer. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. The agenda is adopted. On to the consent agenda, which includes the minutes of the June 27th, 2018 regular meeting and the June 2018 administrator's report. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner DeBeer.
I move to approve.
Second. Motion by Commissioner DeBeer and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous as well. All right, on to the action and presentation items. Do you want me to do these? So, Ashley, I don't know if everybody ever heard, but her asthma is bothering her, so she's trying to not talk as much as she can today. So, I get Ashley went to some of the partnership people that we've been dealing with and asked them to come present to us so that we have some good information as we adopt our budget, go through the budgeting process this summer. And so we have several people here today that are going to give presentations on the requests that they're going to make of us for this upcoming fiscal year. So we'll start out with Colin, if you'd like to join us. Just introduce yourself.
Sure. Mr. President, members of the board. My name is Colin Moss with the Meridian Parks and Recreation Department. I've been for you.
Where's your trophy?
I just need to walk around like a medal around my neck or something. I've been before you a couple of times this year. It wasn't that long ago that we were talking about the market for this year back in January. And so we are going to be, my presentation is regarding the Meridian Main Street market for 2019. And so far this year, the market has been very successful. We've had over 40 booths every week, which is a great increase from last year. We were typically in the high 20s, low 30s for vendors each week last year. And we're getting a great turnout. Our market coordinators are bringing lots of entertainment to the markets, and they have lots of things planned for the rest of the season as well. So far we're really encouraged by how things are going and the participation from customers that are coming to the market. And so we are really hoping to continue this next year. What we're also hoping to be able to do is to extend our contract with our current market coordinators as soon as possible, because I feel like they're doing a really good job right at this point. And if we can get them under contract now, they can start working towards getting sponsorships for next year, which you really need to start. You need to work a year in advance and getting some of those sponsorships and building that momentum. And so I guess maybe I would need some clarification as to whether it's not being approved right now, correct? It's just more of a presentation? Okay. So we're hoping to be able to, as soon as possible, extend that contract with our market coordinators. Really, that's what we're proposing for the Meridian Main Street market. In the future, we're hoping to put it out on the Main Street. I think we talked about that the last time, the first time I was here. And I don't have any certainty about that for next year, but we are planning on doing that. I'm hoping for next year, but I can't guarantee that at this point. So I guess with that, I stand for any questions.
Mr. Chair, what are you asking for dollar-wise?
So the request would be for $5,000, which is the same as the previous, this year and the previous 2 years. With regard to the finances, one thing that we have not had in our contract that I would like to moving forward is to kind of have it, you know, require in the contract kind of an end of year open book type of meeting, because, you know, as we've stated, our goal eventually is to get to the point where we, the city, gets ourselves out of it, and, you know, the market itself creates its own board and has its own, you know, the people who are running the market are employees of either the board or they are doing it themselves, but one way or the other, it's a self-sustaining entity. And so I'd like to be able to sit down with the market coordinators and say, okay, how much did you make in sponsorships? How much did you make in booth fees? Because we don't see that currently. We just know that it's, you know, we just know that the expenses are, you know, are more than what they can handle. And so, but we want to know how close we're getting. We want to know how close we're getting to them being able to break even, you know, and make money. They obviously got to make money for their time, but we want to work, start working towards, you know, making that self-sustaining and giving that to them full time.
I know I've been.
Mr. Chair, I guess my question might be odd, and let me first practice this. I talked with the organizers when I went two weekends ago, and they were thrilled with how things were going, and really anxious to get an earlier start. This year it was a late start, and so there was, you missed the cold season produce that really starts getting people to the market for the produce piece. And so they had a lot of great ideas. They told, you know, I kind of talked to them about the history of it and the hope that, you know, the subsidy goes away. But what I would like to see is a two-year commitment, and with the accountability of showing the numbers, and to say this is a two-year commitment, and then it's you're on your own to kind of be up front, cut the cord. But I don't know if we can do a two-year commitment.
I guess maybe, Mr. Chairman, and Commissioner Revere, the way we could handle that, if you want to treat it like a two-year commitment, is budget. If the amount is consistent, budget for $10,000 this year, and kind of understand that you're going to give them $5,000, and this is the end of it, and then you can keep that placeholder for the $5,000 commitment next year. Usually, you just budget from one year to another. And I don't know if this would be considered really an ordinary and necessary type expense. It's more of a project-specific type thing. You should maybe either put that two-year chunk in the budget this year, and you could even contribute it toward the end of this fiscal budget year if you wanted to, or make it a just kind of a verbal commitment, however you want to do it. Heads up to them that we've got $5,000 this year, we're planning on an additional $5,000, but this is kind of our swan song. We want you to be self-sufficient after that. There's ways to handle it. I'm not quite as comfortable saying we're going to have $5,000 in next year's budget right out of the gate this year.
And just to follow up, Mr. Chair, I know in the world, and maybe Diane can add to it, but it is important as you're starting this new thing to and getting commitments to have something a little bit longer term than a year. And I think that's what they're really trying to establish and get that up and going and knowing having some predictability. And so, but with the certainty of ending that we'll be doing this the rest of the existence of NBC as well, just with some clear certainty.
I was just going to say that
I was under the impression that it would have to be a year-to-year thing, so I wouldn't have even brought that up, but I love that idea. You know, you're right, in the event planning world, having some certainty where, you know, our market coordinators can be talking with their sponsors this year about next year and telling them about some of the plans and, you know, sharing that vision. I mean, we do it all the time with our own events where, you know, you say, you see how things are going this year. You're talking to your vendors, you're talking to your sponsors about some of the things that you're thinking about, that you're planning on for next year, and it really gives you a great opportunity to reach them when they're right in front of you at the event this year. And so, you know, having a commitment for 2 years would be really beneficial.
Have they made that commitment as well?
Oh, yeah. So the contract right now is just for this current year. Cherie and Brittany Price of Indigo, Idaho, they submitted a joint proposal. And so it ended up that our agreement is specifically with Indigo, Idaho, with Brittany, and then they have whatever deal. You know, so we pay Indigo, Idaho, and then they, between the two of them, I'm not sure what their agreement is as far as distributing the money. But since day one, they've been talking about, well, you know, we want to do this for multiple years, and I mean, they want to take this on in the future. There's no doubt about that.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner, I don't know if our commission is the same as the city council, but we can't commit the board year ahead. You can't commit the next council. So I would be in favor of just giving them $10,000 this year, telling, you know, make it out. I mean, they can put it aside, do whatever they want, whether the Parks Department can hand up and hang on to it. That's who we pay.
So yeah, the one option, you know, the Parks and Recreation Department, have in our operating budget right now the $5,000. Just, you know, if we get the money from the MDC, then we spend it. The $5,000 is in our budget just as spending authority. If we get the money from MDC, and, you know, if we do get the $10,000, we can, you know, we can take the $10,000 and then we can still have a performance based contract with the market vendors, where, because right now they're getting $1,000 per month throughout the season. And so we can have a 2-year contract with them that says they'll get $1,000 in April, May, June, July, August in 2019, and April, May, June, July, August in 2020, so that we're not giving them their entire, you know, stipend up front, which wouldn't be prudent, I don't think. But then, you know, we can take that in now and just have that contract with the event coordinator, and then, you know, the city would just keep that in our budget for the next 2 years, although, the city can't guarantee that it'll be there either. Obviously we can't guarantee that the budget, you know, from year to year as well.
It would just be a carryover, no different than we do with our public work.
Well, it sounds like, you know, generally we're in agreement that we want to continue the 5,000 a year for 2 years. Unless there's anything else, let's move on to the next item. Does anyone else?
Mr. Chair, just one last thing is, when I was there, she had rolled different pastries, and she was ecstatic by the exposure her business was getting. And yeah, she took the extra step to have a booth at the market itself, as was Deja Guru. So you have several of the businesses that are taking advantage of it, that are buying into it, and it did seem have some good energy, and certainly the selection was really nice.
Yeah, it's a good mix of vendors. And I noticed that I think I've gone 3 times so far this year, and
the
people that I see are people that I know that I run into there. I'm kind of surprised to see
they start with.
Like, oh, you're coming to this now. All right, great. So it is, you know, gaining traction.
Love the continued emphasis on youth too.
Oh yeah.
The kids have been phenomenal, and their jams and jellies are.
I hope everybody noticed the new banners. I was just here last month. Yeah, banners are out on the street.
They're out on the street. Nice.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. Well, let's move on to the downtown concert series.
So.
There was an email I sent you.
Are we striking that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're withdrawing that right now. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Hillary, you're up next.
Good morning. I'm here with the same 2 requests that we come to you guys with every year. With a bit of conversation in mind with Colin in advance about their proposal that they had originally included for our downtown concert series. Our Concerts on Broadway proposal that we've prepared for you guys in the packet today, again, asked for $10,000 for what we typically do as a four installation concert series. But understanding more of what Parks' needs were or intents were with their proposal was that we might need to reconsider how we're doing Concerts on Broadway to see if there's a way to make it maybe a weekly series. That was one thing that the Parks Department was kind of had an idea for, a weekly recurring series, something more akin to like a Live After 5 that might end up bringing even more traffic down to the downtown businesses. So our request is the same for $10,000, but that's kind of with the idea that we'd like to have conversations with MDC, with the mayor and our council and the Arts Commission to really analyze and say, like, is Concert on Broadway the way it is? Great. Or do we need to reconsider the way we're doing it? Do we need to do a weekly series? Do we need to maybe scale back on the size of the bands, but have something that we can offer every week to see if that would be a greater benefit to both our downtown businesses and patrons coming to downtown. So it could potentially look a little different, but the intent of hosting at least 4 concerts is the same, but possibly with input from your board, reanalyzing and possibly changing that if that's the need and that's where we're seeing things need to go. The sponsorship would most likely be the same. In the past, you guys have been considered Tier 1 sponsor, even though you're our largest sponsor for that event. And we try to always call out MDC and all of the MC opportunities and as well as in marketing. This year, just to give you a quick update, so we were able to get longer radio ad clips. So we actually have sometimes interviews with the artists that are going to be there. We have at least 2 of the artists performing this year that are also doing youth outreach the week before. So they're actually reaching out to the Boys and Girls Club. Yesterday, Wesley Malden from Avenue B was working with rehearsing with the Treasure Valley Children's Theater, who's going to be opening up on Saturday. So there's some really good additional content that that I think the concert director that we're working with is helping them contribute to the series as well. So we'd like to see if we can continue doing stuff like that as well. On to the next one as well.
Does anybody have any questions specific to Concerts on Broadway? I think those are all great ideas worth exploring. So, to help through that process, that could be a part of it. And the other thing, I don't know if this is the appropriate time to bring it up or not, but that, you know, in the past, Commissioner Mueller brought it up, but is there any possibility of getting a venue for a tree fort in Marin into that, or Ashley?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I've actually spoken to Lori Shandro, who is one of the co-founders of Treefort. She's a friend of mine. She's actually my insurance broker as well. They would be potentially interested in having a conversation about that, if there was the right venue location. It doesn't even necessarily have to be the same week as Treefort. If we wanted to do something a little bit different, they would be open to the idea. Obviously, we would probably have to be at least a year in advance in planning for something like that. But it is something I think that if we had the right partnerships, we could pursue this.
That's something I think is worth looking into. Let's turn in a pretty big plan. We could catch some traffic off of that, it'd be good.
Bring that call in for it. What's that? Process working with the West Ada Student Art Show Framed and having one of your board members at least come and propose selections that we can use from you artists.
Anybody have any questions regarding the wraps? Should we wrap it up? All right. Well, thank you, Lori. We appreciate it.
Sorry.
As you know, NBC has been involved with the city for a number of years, and some of that revitalization, changing out old trees, and mitigating trip hazards, bad sidewalks, brickwork. And we've come down to a little more at the end of that in the last couple of years. We've got about 9 or so sites that have not been changed out of the original. Some of those are doing very well. Those, but they do change a little bit every year, so there's always a couple of them that are changing and get over a threshold before they need to be replaced. You know, in all this, it's made a marked improvement, I feel like, over the years in downtown, and that canopy is starting to become more mature again, a lot nicer to look at. And so I think it's been viable. Continuity of downtown. So what we'd like to request is for you to consider funding the $25,000 to us in the park $50,000 for at least the 2019 season. Here, Mike and I had a discussion about it, and I know we're going to have one with Steve about kind of where we're going and where we're going to come to the end of it. We don't know quite where. early next spring and let you know exactly where we're going to be and what we're going to do next year. And there's always some interesting things that come out of that. Any questions?
No, I don't think so. Downtown looks great though.
Most of the work on this was done by Ashley putting it together. I just suggested a few tweaks here and there. But this is our procedure and our policy for those that have an owner participation agreement to submit for reimbursement from their tax increment under their OPA, their owner participation agreement. And this kind of lays out the things that we need to verify the completion of the eligible improvements and payment and acceptance and ultimately our reimbursement. The procedure notes that the owner participation agreement still governs if there's some kind of conflict, but this is your standard procedure subject to the OPA. They have to submit things like an itemized statement listing out all of the things that they're looking for reimbursement and the costs in detail, provide a copy of their tax assessments and then copies of their tax payments for the applicable properties, and then all of the invoices and receipts from the contractors and subs, and then documentation that they've made payment to those contractors and subs, copies of the bids that were awarded, the permits or approvals from the applicable government entities, and a letter from those entities accepting those improvements so they're done and accepted. Then electronic copies of construction plans and as-builts, and then certification also by the developer, their engineer, and their contractor attesting from their perspective that the work's complete, and then photos of the work. Once they submit those things, then there's an initial review to see if the application is complete, not really looking at the merits yet, and if it's deemed complete, then the administrator, myself as legal counsel, and the accountant will go over it see if it documents things properly in accordance with this and the OPA, then make a recommendation to the board, and the board ultimately makes the decision and we cut a check. So that's kind of the policy and procedure in a nutshell. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Questions? It's too easy. I think you guys have done a great job because of lack of other agencies not having anything. Find that information, so I pass off to you guys.
There is no other agency that has a process, not one. I called every agency, URA agency that we have that I know have done owner participation agreements, and there is really nothing. And just knowing, you know, this is a $16 to $18 million reimbursement, at the end of the day, we're going to be looked at. So I just want to make sure we're as just transparent as possible, and we can always point back to what we have.
That and maybe copied now that you have something in place.
Get some copyrights. Well, if there's no other questions, Blake, can you read the title of the resolution?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, this is Resolution 18-029, which is a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, accepting and approving the owner participation agreement reimbursement procedures for the Meridian Development Corporation, authorizing and directing the administrator to take all necessary action required regarding the policy and provide an effective date.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Butts.
I'll make the motion that we approve Resolution 18-029 as read by council.
Second.
So a motion by
Aye.
to BRT quarterly update. Commissioner Ritter.
Well, not an awful lot to report. We're in the throes of which we'll be here with MDC 2 shortly, the whole process of going through the budget. Budget is really the first budget that reflects sort of what was done in Valley Connect 2.0, which was the report and the guidance issued earlier this spring. So for the folks that have read that, that budget, the budget is primarily in line with that, showing growth. And I think the other big issue is clearly they don't have, as the way currently structured, they don't have the ability to everything in 2.0, so a lot of the discussion is going to be around how do they get to that, you know, whether that's a legislative solution or some other funding from partners. In fact, but the other thing they talked about was a lot of discussion going on with all of the current partners, the cities and other entities that are a part of the transportation system in Haven County. But mostly it's just budget.
Higher density development along the main transportation thoroughfares. I can't remember what all they were now, but I thought that sounded like a great idea of encouraging denser development along future routes, basically. And so for part of, as part of the comprehensive plan process that the city's going through, I think that's something that's really important to look at rather than having it, you know, willy-nilly all over if you can kind of put it together in a loop or whatever along the same lines. It'll make it easier.
Well, and that's what the budget starts to reflect is, in fact, what they're doing with State Street and one other service change is to put it in those places where there's more dense population. And that's the reason for the more frequency, higher frequency, longer hours sort of thing to get more people to different places.
Right.
And so some of that early on is driven by where's that current location, you know, where's that current population located, and making sure they've got, and then the issue is how you get out beyond those sort of main, at this point there are really kind of two main east-west sort of ways to do that, and then the discussion is, well, how do we get, once you get up beyond a certain point, how do you get people back to those lines, and how do you deal with that? So.
Are there any questions for Commissioner Ritter? No? All right, thank you for that, Rick. So the next item is the Public Relations Committee update, and Commissioner Mueller's on that. Is there anyone else that's on that committee that?
Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, we're just distributing the video right now.
Okay.
I have a meeting later today with Tribute Media to talk about how we're going to integrate that into our website. And then our other partner agencies are going to be integrating it into theirs as well. That's the only update for PR at this point.
So do we have the final clip on it?
It was only good for a few days.
Yeah.
I can resend it out. I'll resend you the link.
10 mile update.
The only update Mr. Chairman, is the Brighton Corporation is having their headquarter topping today at noon, and I think there's going to be a pretty good representation from this board. Okay.
Upcoming committee meeting.
Towards the end of your packet. Sure, thank you.
Yeah, about the second to last page in our packet. The list of what's upcoming here. Everybody can see what they're responsible for.